In the summer of 1976, I had the privilege of hearing a very important Christian leader speak on the subject of servanthood. He was visiting the United States from his home in England. I heard that he was going to speak, so that morning my family and I paid a visit to the church where he was giving the Sunday sermon. After a very meaningful time of prayer and praise, the pastor of the church introduced the visiting preacher. The man had graduated from one of the leading universities in England and had done postgraduate work as well. He was highly educated and highly esteemed around the world. When he entered the pulpit and made his opening remarks, I could tell we were in for a great morning. He announced his topic, servanthood, opened his Bible, and began to preach. He took us from scripture to scripture that pointed out that Jesus and the apostles all saw themselves as servants of God, and that if we want to be disciples of Christ, we must see ourselves in the same way. And then, right at the end of his message to us, he paused, took off his glasses, looked back and forth over the congregation, and said, "And the finest way you can serve your fellow man is to share the gospel with them and introduce them to Jesus Christ." "Yes," he said, "we must do all we can to help the homeless, to feed the hungry, to clothe the needy, both at home and abroad. But in the final analysis, the ultimate need is Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can meet the needs of their souls. He is the only one who can deliver them from the power of darkness and bring them into the kingdom of light. He is the only one who can give them the gift of eternal life." Now, friend, I suppose your church does like mine, encourages us to bring food and clothing to be distributed to those less fortunate. But in all of our acts of service to the community, let us not neglect the greatest service of all, to bring the message of God's love and salvation to one and all. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.